This is your path and your journey.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and thank you so much for listening to this special podcast. I also want to thank you for subscribing to this podcast on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. That really helps, and we're reaching more people with a positive message of personal empowerment. You know, it's interesting to note that the interest in the law of attraction is starting to decline. Numerous people purchased the book, The Secret, or listened to a podcast or two, maybe read a book or two, maybe even created a vision board. They gave the law of attraction, quote, a try, end quote. They tried it. And now, because they didn't get what they wanted, they're not certain that it ever existed to begin with. Well, first off, I'm here to say that any time you try anything, you're likely going to fail. If you try to play basketball, you will likely fail. But if you make up your mind, as Michael Jordan did when he was in high school, that he was going to play basketball, and he was going to be good at playing basketball, then he got the result he was looking for. Colonel Sanders didn't go out and try to sell chicken to over 1,000 different restaurants, sleeping in the back seat of his car. He was absolutely certain that there was a market for his chicken, that his chicken was unique, and that people around the world would crave his chicken and his gravy if he could just get it out there. He didn't try. He did it. And the list goes on and on. You know, Steve Jobs with Apple Computer. He didn't try to build a unique computer system. He built one. And even to this day, in spite of the fact that he's no longer with us, his vision and his path, his uniqueness still lives on in the MacBook Pro, the iPhone, and all of the other Apple products. So what is it about it? What is it about these people that know that the law of attraction works and they make it work versus those who have tried it before? It didn't quite work. Now they're on to something else. Well, the difference is trying. When you take that word, try, and you cross it out of your vocabulary, strike it out of your language, cut it out of your dictionary, and you put the word do instead, then you will find that the law of attraction will begin to work for you on a regular basis. You see, this is your path. And the main event to this path that you are on isn't your destination, because there is no destination. From the time you were born to the time you die, as long as you are on this planet, you are on a path. Now, you can be on the path that others have chosen for you. You can be on the path of those who do not understand, nor believe, nor use the power of the law of attraction. Or you can be on your own path, like Abraham Lincoln, like Walt Disney, like Steve Jobs. Your choice. Gandhi had his path. JFK had his path. They had a unique path, and it wasn't the path that everybody else was taking. And they never gave up. When Nelson Mandela was in prison for 27 years, he never gave up on the idea that people of different skin colors could work together, live together, and prosper together. And so when they let him out of prison, like most people, would have been very angry, very resentful. Not Nelson Mandela. No. He was on a unique path. And he immediately said, okay, now let's get white people and black people working together to make our country a great country. You are a great individual. You're unique. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you will realize that you are on your own unique path. And the sooner you realize that your path is filled with opportunity, it's filled with magic and miracles, because the law of attraction is not about trying, it is about doing. You don't try to walk your path, you either walk your path or you don't walk your path. You know, as you walk your path through your joy and through your optimism and through your trust and your faith and your inner knowingness, you will walk in the direction of your desires. And your desire is the fire that's going to light up your entire world. It's going to give you more love than you've ever imagined possible, more money, more respect, more advancement, more sales, more business, whatever it is you want to accomplish. This is your path. You're on it right now. And it's not a path about trying. It's a path about doing and attracting and living. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are you in a hurry? Are you the hare that has to win the race but burns out quickly? Or are you going to be the tortoise who finds joy in every footstep, who finds accomplishment in every step? The tortoise wins the race because he doesn't try anything. The rabbit tries and gives up. The tortoise believes and sticks with it and never gives up. Say these words right now in your mind. I never give up. This is my time. This is my destination. This is my path. Where does your path lead to? All true paths that weren't created by someone else or by social pressures or by your church group or your school or peer pressure or your family. All true paths are unique, and they always head in the direction of happiness and joy. There can be no other direction, because even if you're struggling day and night, night and day, trying to figure out how to make an electric light bulb, and you're going through experiment after experiment, you're still heading in that direction of joy. And eventually you stop trying to make an electric light bulb and you just make it. And you pull the string and it lights up. And then you experience something that only the soul can experience. True joy. And that joy generally comes when people are doing something that not only benefits their own life, I mean, hell, the electric light bulb benefited the life of Thomas Edison, but it has benefited everybody else's life too. So when you do something that really is empowering for yourself, but it seems to help other people as well, wow, then you have put the best of both worlds together. Now listen, we have an important message. You've got to listen to this. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for a new direction for your life? Are you tired of working for the man at your dead-end job? Is there a yearning inside of you to help others? You could be a candidate to join Robert Zink's Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Team. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Hawes invite you to join this 6-month intensive to become a certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. You will learn the secrets of the ancient mystery schools, energy healing, magic, Kabbalah, hermetics, hypnosis, NLP, advanced secrets of the law of attraction, and more. As a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you will be able to guide others to personal empowerment, success, and abundance. Call now to join the team, 775-298-5052. That's 775-298-5052. Clearly leave your name and number so we can get started right away. Enrollment is filling up fast. For more information, write to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. It's time for you to bring deep purpose to your life. Start the Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Intensive today.
Every human being on this planet is working toward a goal. And if, you know, one person's working for a new boat, another one's working for ownership of his own island, another one wants to open up a business, another one wants to do this, another one wants to do that. At the core of it all, it's about happiness and joy and fulfillment. There's something fulfilling. People say, well, you know, material things, they're not very fulfilling. You know, I agree that material things have their limitation because they're very temporal. But there's something fulfilling about designing out a boat and then building it. Or designing an idea for a house and then creating it. Or even sketching something on a piece of white canvas and saying, this is unique, I'm going to paint this. It's temporal. It's material, but it also is an expression of joy. It's an expression of happiness. It's an expression of love. That's where your path is. Get on your path. Don't let anybody get you off your path. Your path leads to happiness and joy. And the more you're focused on that, the more you will attract everything you need. Everything. Listen, everything you want, everything in any part of your life, your love life, your marriage, your relationships, your business, your career, your health, the material wealth, there is an abundance of it available. You can have it. There's no stopping you. Shortage. Believing that there's a shortage or only so much to go around is a perception. It's a limiting belief that you are giving up this very moment today. Say that in your mind. No more limiting beliefs that there's a shortage of anything in the universe. Come and visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. And claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I look forward to meeting with you, talking with you. I look forward to reading your letter. I don't care how desperate your situation is, how troublesome it is. I don't care how weird it is or how crazy your goals are. Send it to me. Let's talk about it. Make sure you always include your phone number. Hey, we're out of time. We've got to go. But here's an idea for you. How about paying it forward today? Do something good for someone. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.